Hey everybody, Sam here with Claire,
Hi, everyone.
and we're from the Breeda community, and we thought today being CRPS Awareness Day, we should maybe talk a little bit about CRPS, especially given what Frank's wife has been going through.
It's a good idea. It's something that we should all be aware of.
Yeah, so
A lot of people haven't even heard of it.
exactly.
Implex regional pain syndrome.
Yeah, so maybe we should start by kind of just like, what is CRPS?
Complex regional pain syndrome, COPS, it's a chronic pain condition,
Okay.
and it usually affects one limb, so an arm, a leg, hand, or foot, usually after an injury. And it's not just like, a little bit of pain. It's very, very severe pain.
Okay, and when we say after an injury, like what kind of injuries are we talking?
It could be something really minor, like a sprain or a fracture.
Oh wow.
Even after surgery, sometimes it can develop.
So it's not even necessarily
See?
like a major injury.
No.
It could be something fairly kind
Exactly. And that's the scary part.
of that it's not proportionate to the injury. The pain is much more severe.
I know there's like a chart. I think it's called the McGill Pain Index,
Yes.
that kind of ranks different pains. Like, where does CRPS fall on that?
Yeah, so CRPS ranks very high on that.
Oh, really?
42 out of 50,
Oh my gosh.
which is higher than childbirth, chronic back pain, even amputation of a digit.
Gosh, that's a staggering number.
Yeah, it is.
That really puts it into perspective. I mean, that's a really, really intense pain. But it's more than just pain, right?
It is. Yeah. So there are lots of other symptoms. Changes in skin temperature. So the limb can feel very hot or very cold. Changes in color. So it could become red or blue or blotchy. And texture as well. It could be shiny or swollen. And it could be really, really sensitive to touch, even just like clothing or a light breeze can be excruciating.
Gosh, and all of this, along with the intense pain it must make, just regular daily life,
Yes.
so difficult for people. Really difficult, simple things like getting dressed
Right.
or, preparing food, even taking a shower can be so painful and so difficult.
Yeah, and things like, work or hobbies or even just relationships, like
All of that is affected,
yeah.
It can be very isolating
Yeah.
because you can't do the things that you used to enjoy,
Yeah.
and people who don't understand the condition might not be as supportive.
And just the toll that constant pain must take on your mental health. Like, how do people even sleep when they're in so much pain?
Sleep can be really difficult,
Yeah.
and a lot of people with CRPS also experience anxiety and depression.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, knowing all of this, like, what can be done to help people who are suffering from this?
So there's no cure for CRPS,
Okay.
unfortunately, but there are things that can be done
Okay.
to manage the symptoms and
Okay.
improve their quality of life. So one thing that's often really helpful is physical therapy and occupational therapy.
Okay.
So that helps people regain strength and flexibility and function.
So really just kind of rehabilitation and learning to live with it a little bit more. What other things are there?
Medications can also be helpful for managing the pain, although finding the right combination of medications can be difficult.
Right.
And then psychological support is really important as well,
Okay.
because as we've said, it's a really difficult condition to live with.
Yeah.
So therapy can help people to cope with the emotional and mental toll of chronic pain.
So really kind of just equipping people with the tools
Just a
to,
narrative.
yeah, and to, feel hopeful and keep going.
It sounds like a multifaceted approach is really key here.
Yes, it
It's
is.
not just one thing.
No, it's a combination. And early diagnosis is really important. The sooner people can get treatment, the better the chances of managing the symptoms effectively. So that's really why raising awareness like we're doing today is so important.
Yes,
Just
definitely.
so people know about this and they can get help sooner rather than later.
The more people understand CRPS, the better we are as a community to support those who are affected by it.
Right. And that support can look like a lot of different things. Just listening to people, offering practical help, just spreading awareness like we're doing today.
Absolutely. Anything helps.
We hope you found this information useful.
I hope so too.
I'm Sam.
I'm Claire.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.